Hello Rob, nice to meet you. So who are you guys then?
I'm the police.
Oh yeah. Oh right, there we go.
Don't make it any more obvious with the cars and everything. Yeah.
Okay, lovely, yeah. And what's your role? What do you do?
I'm going to be a normal CID. Can we work together to make it easier for both sides?
I think that you should be able to contact the media team and all of the like media people through the contacts that they have on freely available sources, and you don't need to talk to me about that at all.
We've tried that already, in some respects, and we can get so far, and then people who are probably willing to do a little bit more than what's on the public website might be a little more difficult to reach, and that's the problem that we have. People might put themselves in danger, because it is quite a dangerous location, which I'm sure everybody's aware of, but as well you need to make people aware that obviously we're quite aware through open source stuff, as you discussed, we're quite aware about what kind of cameras do, what the aims and objectives are, and obviously with what happened with the school in St Anne's last year, we're obviously quite well tuned in, and we're aware that people might not be that happy with the acupuncture, with Nottinghamshire Police, and all that type of thing. So what we don't want to happen is we don't all of a sudden want a load of things to try and go off, because we're quite aware that those things might be happening, and we need to stop them, because people are, you going to go and show them in? Again, possibly. They might be committing offences, or they might be prosecuted. They might be putting themselves into danger. And E.ON, are basically wanting to, try and work with people to make sure that if they do want a peaceful protest, you can do that. Everybody, apart from my family, who did coal out the ground, quite all right with you having a peaceful protest. Nobody's bothered about it. Everybody's quite aware of the politics. Everybody's, the vast majority of people probably support it in one way, shape or another, don't they? So everybody's quite happy with a peaceful protest. Everybody's quite happy with a climate group camp, whatever you want to call it. It's just some of the more, aggressive means of protest. Not that people are aggressive, but we want to make sure that, people are aware that if anything more than a kind of camp happens, then it's going to cause problems, isn't it, for both sides. For people both who are perhaps a bit more difficult to reach than the open media. And
it's just trying to get to reach those. There's a lot of people involved in this. There's going to be lots of little different groups within all that big group. It's going to get our message through to everybody. And that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, well, we thought we'd come down and listen to what you had to say.
Yeah.
Why did you call me? You obviously found my phone number. How did you get that?
We find things out.
And my name as well, though. I was quite surprised about that. Oh, yeah, you'd like it, yeah. It's quite up your street.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah.
You thought that I was connected with this thing. And that's how you got my details. And rang
your
me up. I got a bit of a shock when I got a call.
You did sound like it was a bit of a shock at the end of the line.
I also got
a call off my the boss of someone I worked for, saying that you'd rung up their company and were asking questions, and she was angry with me. She was saying, what have you had the police around here for?
I've assured that lady that us talking to you is nothing serious, nothing that you're going to go arrested, nothing that's going to cause her any professional embarrassment, nothing is going to go out about your producer, so we're not trying to harm your career.
We've not told her anything.
We've just said it's nothing that's going to cause you any professional embarrassment.
Funny, because the word that the face used to me was like, you know, you've caused all this embarrassment bringing these policemen round here. So, like, it's interesting how you
they
might
They didn't
that.
Seem embarrassed when we were there, did they?
No.
They actually went in person to see them. Okay.
Sometimes it's easier to go in person and see people and talk over the phone.
Hence the fact we're
and
here.
We want
true.
To see you
but
and make sure that
if he had his phone number anyway, why did he need to go and talk to anyone else?
We didn't have his phone number.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, well, I mean, I can understand that you're doing your job and you have to try and make contact with people you think might be involved to try and, like, put out some sort of message. I don't represent anything or anyone.
No.
I'm myself, and, you know, how I'm going to spend my weekend is going to be determined by what I get up to. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But, I don't really know if there's anything I can say to you.
If you are in touch and if you are aware, either of you, all it is, if people just need to be aware that, things are not black and white, whilst everybody's got every sympathy with fossil fuels, and nobody really, has got any problems with the politics. Nobody has, none of the policemen there. They've got any problems with it, we've not got any problems with it, we all switch his computers off now when we go away from work, and, we're all doing our bit and we've double-sided copy, we don't print off stuff we don't need. Nobody's got any problems with any of the politics behind it. It's just, it causes us a problem as an organisation for a whole weekend. When we could be doing lots and lots of other things. So, it would be nice if we could have some kind of, you can have your car mechanic, you can have your car mechanic, whatever you want to do. It's just the more aggressive things that I know get you on the computer.
Well, just leave me with a card on a number I can contact you on. Just a piece of the contact details. And
you can have our office.
Yeah. If you've got a card, something like that, I'll take that away. But I honestly think that, I'm not the right person to be.
You want my car open now, don't you?
Yeah.
Nothing else that could help me with?
No, I don't think so, no.
Right.
I mean, I wanted to come down and see what he had to say. Obviously, I've got to ring my ex-boss back and reassure her that, I'm not getting them in trouble for anything. So I wanted to know, just after she'd rung me, I wanted to know what it was about. And now I know it's about, the protest stuff, then, I can reassure her that it's just about the protest.
End of the day, it'd be far better publicity to have a peaceful rather
than it end up massive. That's what we're trying to do. We don't want either side to come out and be back. Either side. That's the genuine. I'm trying to get some sleep, I'll come and kill you.
I need
my sleep. You can have my mobile. If the number goes out of your possession and I start getting funny calls, I'm not going to be happy. I've got questions about my mobile.
Well, okay.
I
can understand
I think that is as well.
Yeah, I just got a funny call. Yeah.
Is that Brian Foster?
He's old, Leo.
You two both based in Notts, so
Yeah. We're not from London or anywhere like that. From Nottingham.
Where are you based in?
I'm actually from I'm from Manchester originally, but I do live here. I promise you.
I'm not from Manchester.
You're from Manchester.
Okay. Still.
Well,
there's only
a few.
Yeah.
We're both at the station that covers where the climate camp might be.
Okay. That's interesting about your family being coal miners. I would have thought, moving into a new era where we have to get beyond coal, it's a pretty relevant topic for you and quite a personal thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Still don't talk to
each other
from the
Mongolian
strike.
No,
really.
Anyway, chaps, it's been lovely.
Alright,
well, I hope it's been of some use to you.
Well, it's interesting to just hear what you had to say.
You can phone us at any time. Just
don't phone late at night, so I've got little kids, so that's why I don't want the phone going off to a load of people going, hey!
Quite right, sir.
Good night, chap.
Sir.